In one of his first public appearances since losing the October 15 election, outgoing Surrey Mayor Doug McCallum pleaded not guilty on Monday in Surrey Provincial Court to a charge of public mischief at the beginning of a trial scheduled to last 7 days. McCallum accused a pro-RCMP petitioner of running over his foot in the South Point Save on Foods parking lot on September 4 last year. But the RCMP investigated McCallum and Special Prosecutor Richard Fowler laid the single charge. Debbie Johnston, the woman McCallum accused, was the first witness before Judge Reginald Harris. Fowler showed outward-facing surveillance footage obtained from a camera inside the grocery store's entrance. The sequence, beginning at 9:54 a.m., showed Johnston driving around the parking lot and stopping. McCallum stood next to the passenger side of her vehicle and they exchanged words before Johnston drove away. Johnston gazed at the monitor in front of her. "I told him to resign, now he's turning around," she said. Johnston is seen moving her car, parallel to the entry of the grocery store. Fowler asked, "Are you aware of where he is?" Said Johnston, "I don't know where he's gone. I started driving." Fowler, "You indicated you said, you're evil." "Yes," she said. The video then showed McCallum walking into the grocery store, not appearing to be injured in any way. Another camera, with a fisheye lens, showed McCallum and Keep the RCMP and Surrey founder Ivan Scott speaking to each other near the volunteer tent and table, where the campaigners were seeking signatures in a bid to force a referendum on whether to proceed with the McCallum-promised Surrey Police Service. Johnstone's car went out of the frame. She said she went to park and made her way to where the volunteers were set up, so she could start her shift. "We were supposed to be there until 2 o'clock, but with all the kerfuffle that was created, the store manager made us leave between 12:30 and 1, Johnston said. She said she saw McCallum again, approaching Scott. She said she was not privy to their conversation, but shot a photo on her smartphone of them facing each other. Afterward, she said, Scott came to her. "Mr. Scott said to me, 'Did you run over Doug McCallum's foot?' And I laughed, 'Of course not.'" Johnston said she received a phone call from Surrey RCMP around 4:30 p.m. on the same day and an officer asked her to come to the station, because there'd been an incident. "I wondered if it was to do with Mr. McCallum saying that I ran over his foot," she said. "He told me that I would be investigated for assault with a weapon and criminal harassment." Johnston said the officer told her she did not need to go to the station and did not need to provide a statement, but, "I went on my own free will." McCallum is represented by Richard Peck and Eric Gattardi, two downtown Vancouver lawyers who represented Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in her extradition hearings at BC Supreme Court from 2019 to 2021. McCallum has refused to say how much Surrey taxpayers are spending on his defense. Cown. Brenda Locke, who won the election by fewer than 1,000 votes, has promised to send the bill to McCallum.